effectively Canary Wharf was developed sort of from the early 1980s onwards. So it's actually taken 30 years to get to this point, and I think the key point is that probably since the Jubilee Line's been here, and Canary Wharf developed a critical mass, which most people pin down to probably about 6 or 7 years ago, kind of the place has reached a tipping point, and so I suppose it's also culminated, obviously, in a very fruitful time for property development. And so, inevitably, you're getting a lot of development off the back of the employment opportunities that have been created in Canary Wharf, as well as Canary Wharf bringing people in, because it's got a huge amount of shopping as well. So it's not just busy during the week, it's actually busy during the weekends as well, because of the shopping and the leisure and so forth. So this area, this particular part of East London's reached a tipping point, but other parts of East London further north haven't reached a tipping point, and also further east. So public sector intervention is still required, because there is still market failure outside of this area. And I think, you know, stark contrast is look to the north of Canary Wharf, look the other side of the A13 and the DLR, and you're into what is culturally, environmentally a very, very different situation. And you have got, in the boroughs we cover, three of the most deprived boroughs in the country. Three of the top 10 most deprived boroughs in the country. So we've got a huge amount of deprivation in terms of incomes, health, life expectancy, employment, even sort of places in the borough that have insufficient open access to open space, for instance. So you probably came in, you saw there was a sort of picture looking up the Lower Lee Valley, and I think that kind of exemplifies the sort of post-industrial sort of problems that we've got. A lot of traditional declining industries, a lot of waste reprocessing, a lot of places that were traditionally the energy production for London, the gas works, the power stations, done the waste recycling already, and you know, you see that. And so we're looking at this kind of river valley where all of the industrial uses are focused, and of course just east of the River Lee used to be the place where you had all the noxious industries. So there is a lot to go. And then, of course, if you go further east, then obviously you go into places like Beckton, where you've got Europe's largest sewage works, which is growing further. And then a lot of very sort of poor industrial land. That's the site of the old Barking Power Station, which is huge, which is now the site for 10,800 new homes, which will be developed over the next 20 years. And then as you go further east still, you've got a lot of land that was given up by Ford when they stopped manufacturing motor cars in this country. And so, you know, there is a huge development challenge. And then you've got places like, go further east, you've got the Raynham landfill area, which is still being used and will be continued to be used for landfill till 2018, when hopefully it will then be converted into a country park to complement the SSSI, which is Raynham Marshes, and the RSPB site adjacent to it.